of this portion of the meeting.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Malopu.
Do we have a motion on the table, commissioners?
Two items.
I make a motion to...
I'd like to make a motion to accept application 480481.
And just for the record, Commissioner, this is Commissioner Hargraves.
I second the motion.
Just identify yourself, please.
Second is Commissioner Holt.
Yeah, we just, we all know who you are, but the record won't know, so we just, thank you.
Kathy, second.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All right, any discussion on the motion on the table? None? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Attorney Carrier, you will come in and pick up a copy of the certificate of action to file in.
You can mail it to me, Danielle, and I'll file it.
Okay.
That was only approved 81.
No, he said both.
Both?
Yeah.
No, thank you. He did say both.
All right, on to item 4882, Timothy Stewart for Carol Kurkowski, 20 Belmont Street.
Thank you.
The report. Okay.
All right. We have the applicant.
Yeah, let me...
Okay, Tim, are you there?
He's muted.
Not muted anymore.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I reviewed the sign affidavit.
Application number...
Mr. Stewart, if you could just give us one moment to read in the, to the record, the reports.
Go right ahead.
Yep.
Before we do that, application 4882, the sign affidavit appears to be in order.
Thank you, Mr. Schiller.
City Plan Commission report, application number 4882. The applicant is Timothy T. Stewart for Carol Kurkowski. The address is 20 Belmont Street. The zone is S2, single family. There are two variances. One is the 70-40-10, which is minimum lot area, and the other is 70-40-50, which is minimum lot width. And this is a common kind of variance combination for this neighborhood. It was laid out as a subdivision in 1916 as 50-foot lots that were about 6,750 square feet in area. That's the most common lot size in that neighborhood. We subsequently adopted zoning that changed it in the 1967 citywide rezoning. The S2 zone requires 60-foot lot width and 8,000 square foot lots. So those are the variants. Lot areas would be 6,750 square feet rather than 8,000, and the lot width would be 50 rather than, I'm sorry, did I say 60? It's 75 in the S2 zoning district. The City Plan Commission ultimately ended up with a favorable recommendation with the understanding that this was a property that consists of four of the individual lots from that 1916 subdivision. One has the existing, and I don't know if it was the farmhouse or the family house that was built around 1920. There would be one 50-foot lot to the east side, two adjoining lots to the west of the existing house, but it would be a total of four individual lots. Three would be vacant lots to be built on. Presuming this is approved by the Zoning Board of Appeals this evening, it would have to go to the City Plan Commission for a formal subdivision approval. That would not be that big a deal since it is an existing city street with existing city utilities. The City Plan Commission felt that it would be unfair to hold this individual property to a higher standard than all the others built in the neighborhood prior to this one, so there are no objections, provided that the applicant does understand that this needs to go for the subdivision process, and that the City Plan Commission would be favorable only to the construction of new single-family houses. In the past, some of the applicants have looked for two-family construction, but this is an S2 zoning district, and the City Plan Commission would only approve single-family houses as a conditional of approval. The engineering department has no comment on the application. They would also be part of the review for a subsequent subdivision to make sure that the construction and the tie into city utilities are in compliance with city engineering standards. And the building department said, following discussion of the information provided, building commission offered a favorable recommendation granting a variance as section 70-40-10 minimum lot area and 70-40-50 minimum lot width in order to subdivide a 200 foot wide 2700 square foot parcel into 450 foot wide 6750 square foot building lots. In addition, the applicant must proceed with the appropriate subdivision approval process through the City Plan Commission. The Building Commission offers the following comment: no variance for a two-family house shall be granted in the future. So favorable recommendation from the City Plan Commission and those reports from Public Works and Building, respectively.
All right, thank you, Mr. Schiller. Mr. Stewart, you may please proceed.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everybody. This is quite interesting. I wish we did this 20 years ago at City Hall. It'd make things a lot easier. But my name is Tim Stewart. I'm representing Carol Krakowski. Carol is a local builder and developer, remodeler living in Southington and owns several properties in New Britain proper. He's presently working on several different projects, and this happens to be another one for his future development. Thank you for the favorable recommendation from the city plan. I appreciate that. The original subdivision, as Stephen referenced, was a subdivision called Hunter's Terrace. And it goes back to March of 1916 when the plans were submitted to the land records. And believe it or not, those lots were like 25 feet originally. So what happened was families had bought several parcels and built their families on these things, emerged lots over time. And then zoning changed, obviously, and made the size of the lots that much bigger. What we're proposing here with the request for the two variances is to do what's consistent with what's in that neighborhood. You recently had approved directly to the rear of this property on Queen Street, the very similar type of action. So we didn't think that this was going to be that much of an issue for folks because it's very consistent with what's in the neighborhood. And as you can see by the way that they're laid out, the existing house will stay on one of those parcels. We will be building three small raised ranches on those parcels to fit in the topography of those sites and not encroach on each other. So it'll be very consistent with what's in that neighborhood at present. So we urge adoption, and we will be filing for subdivision approval, which is kind of interesting on this site because it's already done. Basically, all of the infrastructure is there. It's on a city street, so it's in infrastructure. So it's just getting the formal approval from city plan and subsequently to the city council to get this thing done. And we'll be doing that next week, and I'll have this submission ready, Steve, for you by mid next week. We're just waiting on the architects and the owner to pick a name for a subdivision. If anybody has any suggestions, please let me know. And we'll be doing that early next week.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stewart. Does any commissioner have any question at this time?
No.
All right, anyone here to speak in favor of this? Anyone here to speak in favor of this? Anyone here to speak in favor of this? Seeing none. Anyone here to speak against this? Anyone here to speak against this? Anyone here to speak against this? All right, I'll now close the public hearing portion and open it up to a motion.
So Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve application number 4882.
Thank you, Commissioner Hargreaves. Commissioner Novak already made the motion from here in the room.
Second it.
Identify a second, please.
Marion.
All right.
Fishbein.
Did we want to put up any conditions on that motion? Maybe an amendment?
Really not needed.
No, not needed? Okay. Sure.
I can't think of any.
All right. I just determined that. Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Yep. I think I've seen that as an S2 zone, single family. I don't think the stipulation will be necessary. Probably.
Yeah. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. All those against? No. Motion carries.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Wait.
I'll second Kathy.
All those in favor?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Tim, you have a certificate of action to come in and pick up, or we can mail it.
I'll pick it up next week. We'll file it. And I'll also bring the subdivision stuff for you as well when I come in.
Okay, very good.
Appreciate it. This worked out well. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Relative.